Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Y4C, You for Christ, with Isaiah, I See the Great, Sister Kenya, DJ Shaheem. But today is an even more special day because it's I See the Great's 1 year anniversary of being the youth host. Hello, hello, I See.
How are you? I'm doing well. I'm great.
Are you basking in your anniversary?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Yes, I am.
You've been going strong for a year, and you've been doing the Lord's work. And I personally want to thank you on behalf of the ministry. Keep up the good work and, you know, keep doing that thing that we do, the Great Commission, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. The Great Commission.
Okay.
Mission over position.
Oh, say it again.
Mission over position. That was actually a word that we heard Sunday by a man of God named Pastor Sheets, and it was powerful because so many times we focus on the position and not the mission. But because God used me in the way that he did to focus on the mission of Joni Hernal Outreach Ministry, it put me in the position of a youth host. And I want to say I thank God, and I thank God for you too, Sister Poochie, for allowing God to use you to give me this position because I was focused on the mission.
Hey, it's been our pleasure. I see. I always call you I see. Like your last name is Doug Great, okay? But I see. Great. It's been an honor and a privilege working with you. You have challenged me in ways that you will never know. Just strong in the word, strong in the word, strong in the word. And that's all I have to say. And when you find someone around your age that's strong in the word, it's like, you know, God has his hand, you know, up, you know, all around you, just all around you, blessing you. So, but I want to let people know a little bit about what I hear in you. And we're going to play the commission by our very own I See the Great, and we're going to start the show off that way. And here we go.
Yo, what it do? This should be your boy, I See the Great.
You know.
And, you know, a lot of things that's going on in the world, we need the Lord's help.
We do.
So feel me. Get it. Yo. Lord, help me. Life without you feel so empty. Don't want to be consumed by this world, Satan. You trying to tempt me. Getting high, always the answer. My circumstances still convict me. My wrongdoings, man, yeah, man, it still afflicts me. Pray I get right for the Messiah, come and get me. God gave me a new look, yeah, look at 50. Wanna live clean unto the Lord, not filthy. I hope these words penetrate your heart, I hope you feel me. This walk is not easy, so for genuine folks, will do you greedy to see? In full manifested form, leaving your spirit uneasy. God on the cross, so we can be in the land of the living, leave us with the Lord. Hit the vices and scare me. I'm a candidate for true life ministry. Jesus be my energy. Won't stop until I make it. Best to keep it real, no time to fake it. I'm going hard, no more waiting. Doing God's work require patience. Missing your wealth when you in missing stagnation. Sell out to Jesus, don't be a people pleaser. Selling your soul for a little or nothing. Think you got it all. Pride come before a fall, Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all, Lord. I surrender all.
Under subjection, I ain't hating. Got my mind on my father's business, so I can proceed. The reason why I stay down on my knees for any reason. If you think I'm gonna be playing when I ride up on the set, run a check. We representing for Jesus in effect, baby. Yeah.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh my God. I thank you, Lord. Father, I give you glory. Oh my God. I give you glory.
Well, we have to turn out.
And about the music. And with your son, I have to do that as the first one because that's what you do every month is you are working under the Great Commission to make sure that all of our listeners, not even just you, but the adults that listen to us as well, know where you're coming from and that you're a mighty man of God. Okay?
Wow. I just I just give God the glory, and
I'll play another song.
I just give God the honor, and I just give God the adoration. If you know the things that I have done, I'm not worthy of where it's humbling. It's humility. Like, I'm not even arrogant, not boastful. I don't feel like I need to be doing this, but it's God that put me in this position because I was focused on a mission of doing this, and I was really prophesying in that song because a lot of stuff that I was saying is happening now. Like, even down to my business, like the yard that I did today with a push mower, it's just like God stripping me of arrogancy and bringing me to humility, and this is powerful.
It was right out of your mouth. And that's what happens. We speak things, and then God brings them to pass. We don't know why we're saying things, but God brings it to pass. And this is your full circle.
Yeah, because when I was writing this song, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just wrote it effortlessly. Like, and that's one thing that my wife was telling me, and I'm going to say it because I feel it in my spirit to say it. She was like, when you try to write, it comes out good, but it don't come out as powerful as when you don't try at all, when it's just effortlessly coming out just so effortless, when God is just moving. I promise you, when I wrote Commission, I was listening to God, tears was coming down my face because everything I said, you're going to have manipulators and soothsayers who want to see you fall and won't congratulate you. I went through persecution from January up to now, and God has been keeping me.
Yes, he has. And he will continue to do it. You keep doing what you're doing. God will lift you up to heights that you are never, ever imagined that you're going to go. Okay.
I'm so thankful. And I just want to say one more thing. Like, when people are, like, trying to be the taskmaster over your life and their tongue become a noose and God keep you from that, and show you that he give you liberty and he give you ways of escape. I just want to say to every young person out there, don't fall into the trap of the devil because money seems good, because material things seem good, and it seems like you won't get caught. You will get caught in the spirit and it's stagnation to your future. Wait on God, and when God brings it to pass, what he's going to do in your life, you will see that you have a brighter future with no consequences of the past, which is residue that you brought upon yourself.
That was beautifully said, Isaiah. I want to use your first name. That's a powerful name, Isaiah. And that was a powerful piece that you just spoke to the young people, because we do get caught up in the money. We do get caught up in the flash. We live in a country that's just about buying and buying and spending and spending, and God does rip you up that before he uses you. He breaks you and remakes you as the potter, and that's what he did, and he's doing to you. He's making you into this man that you're not.
Greed sees no color. Greed sees no color. Only thing it sees about how can it accommodate more than it already has. That's all it sees. But God said the earth is his and the fullness thereof. So if we trust in his fullness by believing in his power, he will give us the thereof.
Ooh. Go ahead, preach. I'm not gonna say anything else. I'm gonna let you just go ahead and preach through this whole show.
Because he would give us the dare of, because the reason why I said he would give us the dare of, because we know that he's a God that brings fullness of joy, fullness of happiness, fullness of wealth. See, when we look for things in vain places and we think we get in God's fullness, sometimes he will allow us to get widow's mites, because that's the way our mentality is. It's not kingdom minded, but it's stagnant minded, because you think that because he's keeping you in a survival state, that ain't maybe where he want to take you, but that's might where he already sees you, because you ain't tapping into the fullness of God to believe the power of the thereof.
Yes, amen, amen. That's all I can say is amen to that. Wonderful words of wisdom coming from you, I see. And I hope everybody out there is listening, that you can achieve anything you can believe. You can achieve it. God will give it to you. If you can think of a good plan or a life or a good position or having your own company, whatever that means to you, you can achieve as far as you believe in the kingdom.
I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to let us get into the songs that we need to get into. I just want to let people know, I didn't grow up having a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I struggled. I was in group home, foster care, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Promiscuous and all that. But when God was ready to do what he wanted to do, and I still need to go do deliverance, don't think because I'm speaking words of wisdom that I don't still need deliverance. It's areas that I need it in, young people. Like, it's areas that I need it in. But the thing about it is, when you wait and trust on God, the process will not be easy. But as you go through the process and see the victory at the end of the tunnel, you will strive to get to the end of the tunnel. Because when the Bible said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why are you not fearing no evil? Because God created evil. Do you understand what that means? God created Lucifer. Lucifer decided to make a choice to become evil. So that evil is to push us back to God. It's not always the devil doing us, but it's God taking us through a process and allowing the enemy to build character in us for God's kingdom.
Well, it's important, your character, your integrity, and your sense of excellence is essential in working in the kingdom of God.
Because I don't long for a position. I long for the character of God. What sense does it mean to have a position if you don't have the character of God? None of that.
It's empty. It's an empty life, and but we're trying to bring people to Christ. We're out here doing it, making our statements, you know, doing our shows, and with you coming full circle for a year, I remember when you first got on, and you were really nervous about where this was going to go, and now, you know, you're coming to the retreat and going to be representing you. And Sister Kenya will be in that building too. So, everybody, we got to get Sister Kenya on the mic. Paging Sister Kenya. Paging Sister Kenya. I still don't hear. Hello. Sister Kenya, are you in the building?
Yes, I am.
We are celebrating, you know, your I See the Grace 1 year anniversary.
Yay!
Yes, he has been doing it strong. And I just wanted, before we get lost into these accolades, I wanted to make sure Sister Kenya gets hurt tonight. And because, you know, I don't want to email saying, "Well, we're Sister Kenya." People write me about that.
Yeah, they do.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. They like me. They love God. That's great.
Yes, exactly. Okay, you have the floor, Sister Kenya. Bring it on home for us.
All right. The piece that I'm going to be sharing today is entitled, What Has the Church Become?
Wow.
I really like this one because it ministered to me. And, yeah, God was doing something when I wrote this one.
Okay.
What has the church become? The church was once the pillar of the community, the hospital for the sick, a shelter for the homeless, and a place of refuge for the hungry. The church was once the voice of the people, the meeting ground for forums of justice to take place. The church was once the voice of our ancestors, instilling strength into the future. In this day and age, it is often hard to tell the church from the world. No longer are we concerned with the souls of the lost and professing the gospel. Instead, we are counting the number of celebrities in the congregation. We are putting on Broadway productions, labeling them as worship service. We have begun to incorporate worldly music into our worship services and programs. What happened to the days of being set apart? We are chosen people, a royal priesthood, salt and light of the city, which is to be an example for the world. We should never conform to what the world is doing. The church nowadays reminds me of a circus, and this, my dear friends, is sad. The place where believers come together to worship God should be sacred and holy. Does that mean you can't have fun and fellowship with your brothers and sisters? No. But there is an order to everything. Stating facts and truth is not being judgmental. It is just what it is. My heart grieves for the state of the church today. We must reevaluate our calls and relationships with God. We must focus on the great commission that Jesus asked of us. What are we here for, if it not to fulfill the will of our God? You and I must take a stand by the unction and guidance of Most High to help get our church back in right standing. The church is in trouble, and judgment from God is upon it. If we would turn from our wicked ways, the Lord would hear our cries and answer us. Let us remember that the war we fight is not carnal, but spiritual, and we must pray against all evils. We must gird ourselves with truth and study the word to show ourselves approved. The church was never meant to be a place of socialization, gatherings that supported or embraced a club mentality. Church was never meant to be a place of entertainment. It was to be a house of refuge and filled with praise and worship unto our Lord. I pray that we get back to our true purpose of being and existing within the temple of God. Holiness is right. All is just as filthy rags before the Lord. Today, choose to make a difference and become a better church, because we are the church.
Oh. Yo, this woman is powerful. God is powerful, dude. My God, yeah. I think she took my circus. I think she took my Broadway line too that I put in my song. But that's okay. That's cool. We won anyway. Wow, that was powerful.
That was a very powerful piece, and one personally agree with you 1,000%. That is the theology that we have lost, what the church is called to do. And, you know, ministers have to realize that biblically there's things that God expects from us. And I think we've gone away from that. So I don't know who you were talking to, but somebody was listening.
It was very prophetic what she said. Very prophetic.
Absolutely.
My heart is grieved for the state of the church. So as I lay my prayer request before God and the Holy Spirit speaks and gives me an unction to write, these are the kind of things that comes out at times through the grievance of my heart. And I believe because I am one with God, it's also the grievance of God's heart.
Absolutely.
Fire! Fire!
It's his anniversary, and he is like out of control today, Sister King,
yes,
isn't he?
Really. Holy Ghost fire.
It is. It is.
My
absolutely.
God. Holy Ghost fire.
And bringing it. And we love you, Sister Kenya. Just keep doing what you're doing. People are listening.
I love you guys, too.
Yeah.
And happy anniversary, I See the Gray.
She had to throw that in there. We on the radio show.
You got to throw that in there. Happy anniversary. Okay. All right. We're going to play another song. This is called, and this is something I picked up on in Sister Kenya's word that she just gave.
God.
I'm going to expand on it in a way, but it's called stupid music.
Interesting.
I'm cracking myself up now. Hold on for a second. It's called Stupid Music by Moshe. He's a spoken word artist. And, why don't you listen to it? I got inspired from Sister Kenya's poetry. And here we go.
Check it out. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. Every day I hear people on the stupid music. Every day I see people on the stupid music. Bragging what he got, bossing who she be. I tell you, stupid music. It's paying up our family, begging for more pay. That's the stupid music. See you down to your own people. That's the stupid music. See we come at y'all no D. That's the stupid music. See she got a proud of her. That's the stupid music. See you playing that life. You chasing dream, you want a lavish life. You chasing dream, you want reparations. You chasing dream, you want them to stop it. Stop chasing a dream, Oprah Winfrey. She ain't think about you, Hillary Clinton. She ain't think about you, Barack Obama. He keep playing with you, George W. Bush. He keep behind you, rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to the stupid music, rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. Every day I hear people on the stupid music. Every day I see people on the stupid music, bragging what he got, bossing who she be. I tell you, stupid music, it's paying up our family. Hurricane Katrina, they ain't coming for you. Want a good job? They ain't stunning you. War on terror, they keep stunning you. After smoke clear, they definitely coming for your disrespecting sisters. There's how you kill the family down and all the brothers. There's how you kill the family, sister over the brothers. There's how you kill the family, wipe out the boy. There won't be no family, Sean, Sean. You are not the father, Larry, Rick. You are not the father, John, Tyrone. You are not the father, hey, she don't care. Let the lane be the father, rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music, rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music, rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. Won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music, won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music, won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music, rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. We need to stop. Listen to the conscious music, we need to stop. Listen to the conscious music, we need to stop. Listen to the conscious music, rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. What? Rolling, rolling, listen, listen, stupid, listen, listen. Rolling, rolling, what? Rolling, rolling, listen, listen. Stupid music.
I kept thinking about the stupid things that go on behind the wall sometime, and they're repeating messages that are not in the will of God, and they're just training you, and it's like listening to stupid music, you know?
No, it's even deeper than that. It's even deeper than that. I'm going to touch this for real. It's like, okay, they keep preaching the same message because they acting like a bunch of angry toddlers who haven't gotten cookies in snack time.
Wow. You and Sister King, you do make a good team. Except this one thing. We are not endorsing any particular candidate. That was all of Moshe's, which you wrote over 9 years ago, this particular piece, and I just wanted to say that as a disclaimer.
Yeah, but you know why I said that? They act like a toddler who haven't had cookies at snack time, so they just lash out at everybody because they feel like God haven't given them their cookies yet.
The reason why I say that
is because it's just a bunch of, it's not, have nothing to do with the word of God. It's just people lashing out, angry people who got positions and callings on their life, who's using it angrily instead of using it for the glory of God to help people. So people go home being angry, and they don't understand why they're being angry, because they listen to an angry preacher that's angry, that's acting like he's using the anointing, but he's just really an angry anointing preacher.
You're right about that.
Or she.
And I'm right.
Or she.
Yeah. Or she. Or she. Absolutely.
And they'd be the same ones that be trying to give you counseling but can't counsel themselves or their household.
Right. Exactly. I have always loved that piece because we have to be so careful what we put into our consciousness. That's why I love Sister Kenya's Corner, because you give them pure meat off the bone. No milk.
Amen.
None.
That's a whole steak right there.
Yeah.
T-bone.
Yeah, that's off the bone. It's off meat off the bone, straight meat. And you don't play around.
I give what I'm given.
We love it. We love it. And I'm glad you're an open receptacle for God to actually give you these things. And that's what I want to tell everyone out there. Don't let anyone deter you from the God-given talent that he has given you. You will find a platform. You will find a way to be heard. He will make a way out of no way. So don't get discouraged. Keep making your music. Keep writing your poetry. And don't care what anyone has to say except God and Christ.
And, and I want to say this to the young people. I want to say this to the young people. Do not write at the expense of pleasing other people, because your craft will die inside of you.
Yeah.
You have to write the way God give it to you, because if you write it the way man wants you to write it, then you hurt God. Because it's not the way God gave it to you. You listening to a two-legged creature who was created by God, how they telling you to do it, when they become a dictator over you, when God is the father over them as well.
Exactly. You know, as those who are leaders, we're called to be last into the body. And I think that's something that gets lost. You're last and everyone else is before you. You're a servant.
Every time you say something, it makes me want to say something.
That's okay. We're having a conversation. But, you know, I want to get another song in before you. So you hold that thought, okay?
I'm going to hold it.
Hold it, because we're going to go going against the grain, but spiritual peace. And that's kind of what we're talking about, going against the grain. Here we go.
Going against the grain. This world is a beast, ain't nothing gonna change. If you're looking for some peace, you're in the wrong place. This world is a beast, not chicken, now you tripping. How you walk, how you sleep, going against the grain. This world is a beast, ain't nothing gonna change. If you're looking for some peace, you're in the wrong place. This world is a beast, not chicken, now you tripping. How you walk, how you sleep. Sometimes I feel trapped from depression and pain. What is life mean? Are we all living in pain? Faced with deception, every turn, every lane. feel like I'm going insane. Natural born leader, threat to the faith. I keep my circle small, don't hang around with snakes. People gon' judge, but we all messed up. Change gon' come, how long it's gon' take. Refuse to be dumb, to man's earthquake. Not dumb to the fact, my soul ain't one thing. Trying to tell people's life, talking to walls. Scared to tell the truth, living with like y'all. Second, I get through to y'all when, after the song, the enemy's right at your dome. Pulling the feed, generator flashlights. Gonna be some long nights, gotta get your band right. World dominate.
Wanna get the grain, this world is a beast. Ain't nothing gon' change if you're looking for some peace. You're in the wrong place. This world is a beast. Now thinking how you tripping, how you woke, how you sleep. Born against the grain. This world is a beast. Ain't nothing gon' change if you're looking for some peace. You're in the wrong place. This world is a beast. Now thinking how you tripping, how you woke, how you sleep.
I watch reality shows, I watch reality unfold. Hidden stories not told, programmed to be killers, trained to be liars, too many just don't know. Everything will be okay, it's what they say. Most of your leaders act gay, who can't you trust? Hollywood pushing messages, same-sex marriages. It's hard not to cut, hard to sip and don't. Out of control, nah, take it back, it's out of control. Best it goes, writing these checks, making sure our kids ain't lost. School system poor, but got money for movies, money for bridges, money for wars, casinos. Everything illegal, bail at the banks, why? So they can stack moto, show you what they want you to know, make you be what they want you to be. The only thing that's consistent is this word that I know. The main thing that they're trying to destroy, so you won't know your real reason for living.
Wanna get the grain, this world is a beast. Ain't nothing gonna change if you're looking for some peace. You're in the wrong place, this world is a beast. Now you're thinking how you're tripping, how you walk, how you sleep. Going against the grain, this world is a beast. Ain't nothing gonna change if you're looking for some peace. You're in the wrong place, this world is a beast.
I'm voted, cause people that's who I could, but I don't trust none of these fans. They up to no good. Trying to raise my kids in the hood, good sound. Killing each other, part of the plan is going down. So many broken homes, daddy wasn't around. Sleep from the lack of knowledge, program. Look into the eyes of the liars, crazy. Homosexuality, lesbians, where the babies? Organized parents, better open up your mind. Your mind's getting short, blindly in the blind. Trying to keep my man right in the midst of the beast. These rappers had the power to change, but they eat what? Crumbs from the man's hands, follow man's plans. Claiming they can see all new man laws. Brainwashed, gotta watch what my kids watch. Demonic cartoons, yeah, I'm tuned to the plot.
Wanna get the grain, this world is a beast. Ain't nothing gonna change if you're looking for some peace. You're in the wrong place. This world is a beast. Now you're thinking how you tripping, how you walk, how you sleep. Going against the grain. This world is a beast. Ain't nothing gonna change if you're looking for some peace. You're in the wrong place. This world is a beast. Now you're thinking how you tripping, how you walk, how you sleep.
This show is getting deeper and deeper. That was Going Against the Grain by Spiritual Peace, everyone. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was definitely going against the grain right there.
Yeah, yeah. This is a cutting-edge show. Everything we've been saying tonight is right there where it's going to rub people right or it's going to rub people wrong. But it's going to rub
people. And we don't care.
Yeah, it means we're touching you. If we're rubbing you the wrong way, that means we said something that pinged in your head, you know?
Yeah. I have to get this out because it's like constipation. It needs to be released.
God, go ahead.
Okay. Now I feel like this word I'm about to spit right now is about to be a laxative to somebody's soul. The way I feel about what I was just saying, and I feel like a lot of these leaders, right, treat the members like German shepherds.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why I say that is because they have a spiritual leash on them, and they don't even know they have a spiritual leash on them. You listen to me, I'll give you kibbles and bits, but if you try to have a relationship with God and not listen to me, then you don't get no kibbles and bits. See, and the thing about it is, I used to be like that. That's why we keep getting dragged back to these same dead churches, because even the dog food is good. So they go back to the vomit that they think is dog food.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. You know, if I can say it in a different way, you know, as a pastor, I have to make sure that I'm elevating the minds of the people that are around me, elevating them and not treating them as if they're infants in the world, in the body. When they're
no, leaders. it's not infants, it's dogs. They treat them like dogs, and it's the truth.
Yeah, okay. Like, you know, I was trying to clean it up a little.
Nah, it need to be raw. It need to be a vegan meal. It need to be raw lettuce, no salad dressing. See, the reason why I said it like that is because not everybody does that, but a lot of the leaders that, like, have callers on their life, some of them do it to people because they know that they're weak in areas. See, a lot of people that are in the churches use their sight to manipulate and to handicap people and to hold people hostage because at the expense of their sight, which is demonic, which is not godly. So people don't wake up and they keep coming back to a manipulative witchcraft church that they think is of God but really is the den of thieves. I'm done.
You're done? Drop the mic.
I just dropped the mic, walked out the building. I'm not even collecting the offer. That was free.
Sister Kenya, please help.
I know, right? I just did. I was like, that is enough. Enough.
I know. We're going to play one more before we get into DJ Shaheen's dance, Nick, and this is Joshua State of Mind. And here we go, by Man About Change. Here we go.
Joshua State of Mind. Joshua State of Mind. One time in my Joshua State of Mind. My mind focused on the mission at hand. No slipping on my mission, cause my mission is advanced. I ride for God, pimp and see a difference in my stance. I deliver precise cuts, Edward Scissorhands. More about values than I am about brands. I remain a son of thunder, but you wouldn't understand. A mighty man of valor protecting my Jordan. I'm fighting to the end to inherit my promise, man. I'm flowing from my spirit, I can see the vision clear. Just hope that you would hear it, I pray you lend me an ear. Let's take it up a level, time to switch it in gear. God is my protector, so whom shall I fear? No man, the Lord's man with the power of Conan. Walking in a Jericho to possess my promise, man. Anything stepping my way be cut and destroyed, man. The spirits will drive out and the shots of the devil band like band. Joshua State of Mind.
Joshua State of Joshua State of Mind.
It's wartime in my Joshua State of Mind.
For the Palestinian position has been, can't negotiate with another. You can't negotiate with the other side unless there's agreement on basic principles.
Pure warrior, hurting but never aching. Staying true to my tribe, I'm honest, I'm never faking. I'm never bowing to Mason or any devilish agent. I'm bringing destruction to them boys. I ain't playing on God's mission, I'm patient. Waiting to bail the rings as the thoughts you spit at Satan. Anxious to see him bleed, instant to hear him scream. His angels can intercede, they see the same fate as he. I'm tired, I'm testing me, they resist him and he should flee. You see him sprint from me, there's no way that I could lose and no way that he would succeed. He must forgot who I be, the Almighty. With me, he kick it off and we get it jumping like trampolines. Look, I play the game by the book, so if you read any part, homeboy, then you know how your end look. They trying to stop mine, but I am destined to shine. I'm going to get what's promised. Joshua, state of mind.
State of mind.
State of mind.
I play the game by the book. But you have to have a framework which will decide.
Joshua State of Mind by Man About Change. Mac, Man About Change. I can't wait to listen to this show over. If you're joining us right now, you're listening to the Y4C, Youth for Christ, 1 year anniversary of our host, I see the great Isaiah. I like to use his real name sometimes, Isaiah. And I do. I do. And
it's okay.
I, before, this show is slipping away, and before I let it slip too far, on the behalf of the President, Kimberly Horvath, of the ministry, the elder, Elder Faye, the resident DJ and the director of men's ministry, Frankie Bide, Lloyd Warrington, Jason LaHood, and Patty Brewer, who's a secretary and the director of the women's ministry, we all want to wish you a happy anniversary. We are
Thank you so much.
With the, they are so pleased in the work that you're doing. I needed to say that, and it goes all the way to the people who, you know, I'm just a pastor. They run the ministry, run ministry's business, and when they're pleased and they like what they're hearing, especially from our youth, it's always something that, you know, gives me great pride, because this show gives me great pride. It really does. I think we're tight. You know, gives me pride. So take a bow, IC, take a bow.
God the glory. It's not even me taking the bow. It's me just giving God the glory.
Yes, because it's from him who, he's the reason for everything.
For the season.
Yeah, he's the reason for the season, everything that's going on. God is in control of. And, you know, that's why I want people to walk out of their dreams. Walk out their dreams. And if you're listening live, we might get cut off, but we're going to record this all the way through. So if you listen later, you will hear the whole show in case we run out of time. I just want to let people to know that. But up on the mic next is the wife of C, Mix. We couldn't have a show without our fellow partner. And that's DJ Shaheen. So let me pull up his mix. It should have been pulled up already. Let's see. But what month is it? Okay, it's August. Correct?
Yes, it's August, yes.
Don't leave me out here by myself, you two.
I'm not. We got the life jacket and the lifeboat. We won't let you drown. We promise.
Because Sister Pootie will forget her own name if it came down to it. Okay, here's the mix for your anniversary by DJ Shaheen. And here we go.
This is Deborah Denise.
Oh, hold on. That started stopped. Here we go.
DJ Shaheen.
Kendall,
Flame, Flame, Flame. Ain't
for this one, man. Yeah, Shaheen, you crazy on this.
Doing it real big, playing your hottest tune.
Let's go, go.
You doing it real big,
playing
your hottest tune.
Now listen down, man. Get 'em. Hey, look, I got it. That Holy Ghost, I got it. I'm hot. I'm sweating, and I ain't pop no molly. I'm gone, can't find me. Tell them for Jesus I'm riding. Turned up, on fire. I tell the devil he a liar. You ain't taking my joy. You ain't wanting them problems. You know who my daddy is. You don't want me to talk. Make these demons tremble. Shake like they from Harlem. And if I fall, I bounce back. Balding, I'm balling. That's crack. I've been known Jesus all day. Yeah, I'm so high, I'm past the sky. Ask Captain Kirk what he said. Stop. Man, he's bullheaded and I be like Olay. They claim G, but I see crown. Certain dudes so late. They claim he turn it back, no conversation. We made it here with all kind of ways. Told to heaven, we gon' make it. Tell Forrest Gump, this season, hey, take. Truth is, but I'm all in. Truth is, what y'all gon' get. Man, I don't know no other way. Excuse me, I go hard. Kendall, Flame.
Tearing it up on the ones and twos, it's your boy,
EJ Shaheem, and Halftime Production.
Let's go. Go. MB, marching to the beat. Now look it down, man. PhD, Big Ron. Get him.
Hey, look, I got it. I got it. That Holy Ghost, I got it. I'm hot. I'm sweating. And I ain't pop no mileage. I'm gone. Can't find me. Tell them for Jesus I'm riding. Turned up. On fire. On fire. I tell the devil he a liar. You ain't taking my joy. My joy. You ain't wanting them problems. Cause you know who my daddy, my daddy is. You don't want me to call him. Call we him. Make these demons tremble. Shake it. Shake like they're from Harlem. Yeah. And if I fall, I bounce back. Balding. I'm balling. I'm balling. That's great. That's great. That's great. That's great. I've been known Jesus all day. Oh, so high, I'm past the sky. Ask Captain Kirk what he say. What he say. Won't stop. Man, he bullheaded. And I be like, Olay. Olay. They blame G, but I see clown, dirt dude so late. They clown. Me turn the back, no conversation. We made it here with all kind of ways. Told to heaven, we gon' make it. Tell Forrest Gump, this season take. Truth is, but I'm all I'm in. All in. Truth is, but y'all gon' get. Man, I don't know no other way. No. Excuse my go hardness.
Hey, when the going get tough, the tough get go, get go. If I tell you I'm gone, what would I talk? That's what I'm showing. I'm showing. When the going get tough, the tough get go, get go. If I tell you I'm gone, what would I talk? That's what I'm showing. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I said I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I'm so far gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I said I'm gone.
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 Coming after my neck, but I'm still rapping my set. Got my armor on and I'm strapped up. So Jesus, what you gon' get? It's blessing me, cause I be passing that test. Them Pharisees is like referees, upholding laws they forget. Excuse my go hardness. Excuse my go hardness. New Jerusalem, my home, and I'm feeling like a Martian. That Jesus life, I'm all in. Poker face, I'm all in. Walking around with that living water, I'm hoping that you fall in. I'm
ring,
Jesus be on deck.
Right.
So even if I strike out, Jesus got my back.
Right.
Bobble the weapon I pack.
That's
an eagle trade of
the mat.
I be walking on streets that's gold.
Gold.
They just settle for rats. Flesh rise up and I kill it.
I
can't see the spirit, but I feel it. Turning this world upside down. I should be walking on ceilings. My goal is to get to your soul. I'm stepping all over your feelings. Boy, I'm out here fishing. Spitting that truth is how I really go.
Hey. When the going get tough, the tough get go,
get go.
If I tell you I'm gone,
what would I talk?
That's what I'm showing.
I'm showing.
When the going get tough, the tough get go,
get go.
If I tell you I'm gone,
what would I talk?
That's what I'm showing. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I said I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I'm so far gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I said I'm gone.
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 This is Deborah Janice with DJ Shaheen, mixing the hottest holy hip hop music around.
I'm on my big boy. Bang. Bang. I'm on my big boy. Bang. I'm on my big boy. Why me do my thing? Why me style on the head and why the feet bang? If they don't like you, that's all right then. Do it big, give them something out of light then. Hurricane Wayne never be the same. Beats with a Mayweather two-piece, clack bang. The one they love to hate, the black Rick style. You down with Zilla, go gorilla on their derriere. I got a big boat, I'm on the track, boy. I make the whole hood jiggle like a fat boy. Home race, my enemy can't beat me. My only real competition is to beat me. Now I'm strapped up, I'm going all out. They in the grandstand praying that I fall out. I had a gear on, they ain't like that, nope. Had the whip side, they ain't like that, nope. Years later, watch the haters in the copycat. Textile, I smile, came right back. You got all these folks who like it brand new. Since 199 Trey, I've been doing who? Yeah, I probably should be heated, but I really ain't. You know the devil wanna kill me, but he really can't. Big boy, why me do my thing? Why me style on the head and why the feet bang? If they don't like you, that's alright then. Do it big, give them something out the light then. I'm a big boy, why me do my thing? Why me style on the head and why the feet bang? If they don't like you, that's alright then. Do it big, give them something out the light then.
Dust the crown and put it down with my little bro. Over 40, still snapping haters and what? Unashamed, got games like King James the name. Talking LeBron, the brain in my own lane. Dying daily and daily dying and live lately. Trying blatantly to lose taste for Saiyan's cravings. Cut the carbs of bread, blow over motivation. But motivated to get it, to reach a generation. With flows burning like hot coals, the purge souls started a revolution through the art of translation. Last of the legendary, least of the living, still trill with the literary. Robert Petty, because he real and it's necessary. By any means, at the window with the trigger ready. Tribulation, he already. Kingdom minded, notorious, ready to die about it. Only spit truth, cause I'm not willing to lie about it. Big boy, bully on the beat without a cosign. Credit good, even in the street, put in my own time.
My big boy, why me do my thing? Why me style on the head and why the beat bang? If they don't like you, that's how I did. You and me, give me something out of life.
Got a reason for my message. Give a life to every track I'm breathing in these records. Everything I say is hot like morning breath with peppers. Cause I got a holy alphabet. The Lord is in these letters and I let them go. Never my own like on a better note. I was wrong, changing my tone like on a better note. Recognize I'm far from regular. Write it down and get familiar. Cause this movement is something that you better know. No limits, new vision, we so in this. No chorus, just spitting these cold lyrics. They slept on the first project, but progress is happening. Now imagine it, listen. And there's a more digits. I'm yelling God over everything. Always give it to him. He LeBron when the buzzer ring. And the oppressor, he more like a suppressor. Cause he got no bite. He a dog with the muzzling. I do this, sitting watching they movements. Got it in their music. They looking for a few hits. Look at my blueprints. They written by the master. He building on a regular. Me my contractor. They hitting up my cellular. We got another show. These people looking lost. So you gotta let them know. I tell them that I'm limitless. And it can be the and we show them what the spirit is. They have been on the train and we out. New vision is what the team about. Got a full scholarship with God, we on these scouts. Drinking up the living water, we don't see droughts. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only three routes. And I'm feeling like it's game day. Hit them with the same play. Hail Mary's every line, make them do the same face. Cause a touchdown is a must now. I rush down and catch my own pass. Ain't relying on the dang thing, except the grace of God. He is on my side, so it ain't really even. That means we gon' beat the odds. We changing all their vision, that means we gon' beat their eyes. We walking on this yellow road, so we gon' meet the eyes. And I'm gon' meet them one day. So I'm on a similar rhyme. They got time to be lying about the gunplay. I'm doing what the sun say. It's gon' pay off, we gon' take off. 747 on that runway. That means that 0 to 100 is looking really slow. Keep it 100 if you second hundreds, I don't wanna know. I'd rather that you give me something so that I could grow. I'm a seed if you talking clothes, so don't help me sew. So I gotta go. I'ma let them know what they gotta know. Every time that I go on a road, feel like Kendrick on control. I don't follow what they're telling me. Man, I feel like breezy on parole. It's limitless. Oh, trust me, you gon' hear my name. Just so I can tell you guys, and the blessings gon' rain. Man, they think this is a game. So thank me later. Take care. After God, nothing was the same.
This ain't no egg. I could bang it on with no rash. Super cool, cause he got my back, boy. Saying straight like that, boy, straight like that.
They call me Mr. One Way. I'm a father, but do what the sun say. Still yelling out like that. So you know you get the same from me. Monday to Sunday, 365, 24 siete. Only here to do the business of El Jefe. Cause ain't no limit to what his love would do. He transformed me to a GSW. Yeah, you know what I mean? Soldiers stay warriors, living so victorious. Sticking to the recipe, less of me and more of you. If it ain't about the truth, it don't concern us. Cause we only know one way. Turn up. Yeah, not nifty, but I hustle. Hurry up, say the loss everywhere on the double. And if you caught it, he didn't get with the mission beat. He commissioned me, so you know I'm about that life when they mention me.
Homie, this ain't no egg. I could bang it on with no rag. Super cool, cause he got my back, boy. Say, and it's straight like that, boy, straight like that. Yeah, boy, straight like that. Yeah, boy, straight like that.
I got my headphones on, I'm riding, I'm riding. When this song come on, I'm riding, I'm riding. And if you ain't about his business, keep it pushing. I'm in the game while you on the sideline looking for rare. Losing ain't an option, he know his well. Factor, not an actor, no Denzel. When I'm weak, he is strong, boy, I've been frail. So I play my role in this corporation. Intel, motivate the people, empower them with tools. Love those that hate them, these be the new rules. Plus, I'm off that foreign dope, still he call me home. Now let me let you know what I be on. I got a golden state of mind, and this golden state of mind. Cause some streets is paved with it, so my goal today is grind. Smarter, not harder with the Kobe, and I'm just trying to be everything that he told me.
Tell me this ain't no egg. I could bang it on with no rag. Super cool, cause he got my back, boy, saying straight like that, boy, straight like that. Yeah, boy, straight like that. Yeah, boy, straight like that.
DJ Saeem,
even heaven far. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you ain't talking about. Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. Even heaven far. We need something more. Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it out. Here we go again, circles. Think I heard it out. Here we go again.
DJ Saeem,
think I heard it out. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you ain't talking about nothing.
DJ Saeem.
All right, everybody, that was our DJ Saeem giving it up for Icy the Great on his 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. Ha. Oh my God.
Well, you know, we're going to keep talking, and I want to give you the floor, Icy. I know we laugh, we drop some hippie stuff and joke around, but I want to give you a chance to speak to the audience and let them know about YFC.
I just want to let y'all know that YFC is a ministry that's without walls, and we do it for the youth to impact, empower, enrich, and strengthen the mind and set the tone for God to come in and to break the barriers of demonicism. We are trying to speak to y'all to let y'all know that y'all can do whatever y'all want to do. That's in the way, in the will, and for the glory of God. Anything else will be contrary to your destiny, and it will set you back and not set you up to put you in your destiny. I also want to let y'all know that I'm privileged and honored to be here for a year, and let y'all know to all the youth and adults that might be listening that feel like you're in a situation where you can't get out. The key to that is to get into God's presence, and he will bring you out and put you into the presence of kings and queens.
Amen.
So I just want to let y'all know with the fire and the power of God invested in me that you can do whatever you put your mind to. But the point is to keep your mind stayed on thee. And when you keep your mind stayed on Elohim, he will surely redeem.
Amen.
And when you get out of the way of doing things your way and do things Yahweh, he will place you in the palace. See, right now you feel like you're in a prison. And then you feel like sometimes you might go from the prison to the pit. And you stay in the pit because you stay in your own self-pity, not understanding that God want to put you in the palace. Not understanding that even the one that didn't mean good for you, if you look at the story of Joseph, right? He was supposed to be, he was a dreamer. He was a dreamer. Not only was he a dreamer, but he was done wrong by his own family. Ain't that amazing? Mm-hmm. How God would put you in the midst of people that was trying to kill you and they would have no choice but to put you in a position because you were focused on a mission.
Mm-hmm. And they had to come back to him later.
And they had to come back to him. They had to come back to him. And he still didn't look at them evil or say anything wrong. He spoke with the wisdom of God. And that's what I'm telling y'all today. When it comes to your enemy, speak with the wisdom of God, because God will make your enemies your footstool. Ain't your feet tired? You running around in circles. You got scars on your feet. And God said he will make your enemies your footstool. So there's no need to attack them back with words. There's no need to pray any dangerous prayers or anything like that, because God is the one that fights your battle. Sometimes silence will put your enemies to be your servants.
Amen. 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 Well, I
my wife is doing me like Apollo. She's doing me like the Apollo. She's telling me my time is up.
Time is up. We are up. We're over our time, but that's okay. I wanted to make sure you got in the last of what you wanted to say and present to the youth. And I and Sister Kenya love you, and we're glad that you've been here.
I wanted to say also, I am so thankful and humble for this opportunity. You just don't understand. I wish I could stop talking, but I'm a preacher by birth. Not because I want to be, but that's what preachers do. They give them a mic and it's out of control.
Yeah.
Like a child at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's what I love about this being recorded, so people can go back and listen to the whole thing, and you never know what, you know, it's kind of like behind the scenes at JHOM.
Yeah.
You know?
One last thing, and then I'm done. A stronghold means that you have to strongly hold on to God so he could kill and destroy the hole that's trying to breach strong over what he's trying to bring you. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. You're done. Drop the mic. Drop the mic. Okay, because we're going to roll out of here. Again, happy anniversary. Sister Kenya, your anniversary is in 2 months because you started 2 months into I see the great. Yeah, so we're going to come back and celebrate Sister Kenya, and we're going to hear much, much more than one place for her. We're going to give her a whole section so she can just fill it up. But I want everybody. Yes, look forward to that, you know, Sister Kenya, in 2 months. So that'll be the August, September, October show. You will be celebrating Sister Kenya's anniversary. 1 year anniversary. And I see the great. Oh,
yes.
It's our pleasure. You can't talk this much when it's Sister Kenya's fine.
Right. Let's get it clear right now. Yes.
Right now, over the air.
I would try.
No, you're going to be quiet. You ain't going to have to try. Okay. I'm going to pray about it. It's going to happen.
I can't mute him on here. You know, he can just talk to him. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Already.
Wait till we get the retreat. They're going to really have a treat. Sister Portia going to be like, he's out of control. Somebody take the mic from him. Take the mic from him in the name of Jesus. Take it from him. He's out here prophesying and speaking and people falling out.
Wait. All you're going to need is the look from Elba Faye, and that's going to stop all that nonsense. Building that day too to keep us on the right track. But hey, I've had a wonderful show. I had a great time hanging out with you guys. As always, you got 2 shows in this month, so woo! Your last show was off the hook. This show was off the hook, and we will see you the last Tuesday of next month. Okay.
All right.
Be blessed, and we're gonna roll out of here with how great. By Society Hill Music, because he's just that awesome. He's just that great. And I can't find it.
So, go ahead and play No More Pain. Go ahead and play No More Pain to end it.
Okay. All right. I forgot to play No More Pain. I was up on that thing. Okay, we're going to end
it just like that.
You're going to get me in trouble
praise
with the L.
Praise God.
To all those who've been molested and abused, know that your story is not untold. Through your pain comes healing. God knows your struggle and has plans to prosper you, not harm you. So trust in the Almighty and know the pain shall end.
Let's get it. No more pain is being eradicated and arrested. This song for the lonely souls and one being molested. Your favorite patients are being tested in every situation, even though it come with devastation. Come to God, go to God, keep your head up. Kneel and pray, God's got the answer. The pain will be taken away. There will be brighter days, cause the pain's being taken away.
No more pain. No more pain, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can take it all away. Take it all away. Yeah.
Yeah. Trial and tribulation come to make you stronger. No more pain, you will suffer no longer. God's wiping your tears away, making your cooking path straight. God's on the throne like Ezekiel. I prophesied to your dry bones. No more pain, no more generation. New curses driving you insane. Visions of victory is now being made plain. All your enemies are being slain. No more pain.
No more pain. No more pain. Yeah. Oh,
no more pain.
God can take it all away. Take it all away. No more pain. No more pain. Yeah. Oh, God can take it all away. Take it all away.
That was No More Pain by our very own Icy the Great. And we're going to end the show with him. All right, Icy. Sister Kenya, see you next month. God bless you. And keep just being the wonderful people of God that he has made. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See you next month. Bye.
Bye.